Good afternoon. This is Dr. Saul Goldstein. The opinions expressed by these two, fellows, colored folks, may or may not be the opinions of their employers or mine. Holla at me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Chop Soccer Podcast, episode 64. This is your host, Rox Fontaine, and...
It's your boy Kid, and we here, we ready to represent.
The business is entertainment, and what entertains the customers is the sight of blood.
Who's ready to pod?
Chop shit. Yo, we need to get somebody to record that drop for us. Chop shit.
Oh, we not gonna roll with
Chop Soccer Podcast.
Hey yo, I forgot about that shit.
Yo,
wow,
chop, baby, take me out to dinner.
I completely forgot about that. Yo, yes, run that. That's run that back.
Chop Soccer Podcast.
That's out of pocket. We might get in trouble for that one, but yeah, I forgot we did that way back in the way back.
Yeah,
which,
man,
it's even crazy to think that we have a way back now. This is episode 64, bro. Like, this number just keep going up and up and up and up.
We running it, bro. Like, I mean, I don't see it slowing down, and like, I don't know, man. Like, it just feel like we about to speed up. Like, everything just feels like it's in front of us at this point.
Yep, everything's in front, man. That's the way to go. Center circle is on deck. Let's jump into these weekend games, transfers, rumors, all that sort of stuff. What'd you catch over the 2 weeks, actually? We had a week off last week.
Man, this shit's hard to keep track of now, bro. Like, just even in the age of Rona, because, I mean, like, games are getting canceled. Games are getting, like, you know, reset. Like, AFCON's going.
Yep.
I would have watched more AFCON, but I don't think I have the BN app on anything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, some of the games, like, they're all morning front ended.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really hard to watch, like, weekday morning games. Like, I don't know how niggas do that shit and work. So, like, I mean,
dedication.
Yeah, that's real dedication. Or they ain't getting paid a lot, but that's another thing.
And I whoop. Hey, listen. Listen, bro.
But anyway, yeah, man. I mean, I caught some Premier League shit here or there. I'm really waiting for... I'm actually excited for MLS to come back.
Big facts.
Like... everything else has kind of gotten boring, like, at this point. Like, I don't know what it is, but, like, outside of, like, Arsenal, like, shit just don't hit the same anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, it just don't feel like all my teams are just running away. Like, I mean, Bayern, they're going to win easy. Like, Real That's Madrid. Normal, what?
That's normal, though.
Yeah. And now that they're on ESPN, like, I could just go back and watch their games. Now that they're on ESPN, I could just go back and watch their games on demand.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a lot of that. Real Madrid, now that their games are on ESPN, now that La Liga's on ESPN, I just go back and watch those on demand if I miss them. So, yeah. I mean, like, you know. I don't know, man. What you watch?
Nothing, man. I did see... a game, a piece of, I can't even remember which game it was. I watched a couple highlights, but I've just been buried at work, man, like nonstop. Audit is still going on. Training this new hire. It's just like on my ass, but that's how it goes. Hopefully we can get back to it mid-February because the MLS is coming back early this year, right?
Yeah, preseason starts like mid-February or something.
Yeah. So, and then NYCFC is going out to LA for CONCACAF Champions League. I wanted to go to that game, actually, but it's a weekday. I think it's a Wednesday. I would probably have to take off 3 days to really do it right, which I'm just not going to do because of the timing. But I really wanted to jump out to LA, say what's up to my folks out there, and enjoy some soccer early in the year, especially that early in the year, and it not be freezing cold. That would be absolutely amazing, but it's not going to pan out. So yeah, I didn't catch too much, but once MLS fires back up, we'll really get back into it the way we get into it on this side. You know what I'm saying? Short corners. We got some interesting stuff on deck this week. First up, Nani is on his way to Venezia FC. That's your boys, ain't it?
Yeah, man. Nani retired from MLS and went to the retirement league that is Serie A.
Oh my god.
So yeah, man, big shout out to Nani.
He's heating up.
Hey. That was loud as hell though.
Oh, damn. Fuck, we'll figure that out.
Yeah.
But he had two assists. He came on for his first game and had two assists. So fire. Big shout out to Nani.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting link up, man. Him and Gianluca Busio. That should be pretty interesting.
Well, the problem with Venezia has been they just haven't put the ball in the net. Like, they just have problems scoring goals. Like, they have enough creators. They just don't, like, you know, they just don't have those final third guys. Yeah. So I think this safely keeps them, like, in the league for next year.
Yeah. They need it, man, because they just got good energy going on right now. I like what they're doing. They might kind of trap me, man. You know, I don't fuck with Serie A like that, because for me, that's, like, the most racist league there is. But Venezia, branding, players that they're signing is just super interesting to me. I like the whole energy, so I've been checking it out. Let's see what happens. Maybe something will develop over there. You have two Venezia fans over here.
Yo, low-key, I got the vintage Nike Venezia plug from back when they're pre-sponsors. I've been doing some research, and I got a plug over there.
Yeah.
So we'll get you a retro kit or two, and I bet you that'll get you back on.
Hey.
Hey.
Top, baby. Take me out to dinner.
Oh, speaking of Venezia too, former NYCFC right back Ethan White was doing some photography work for them and has put together his first coffee table book with Venezia FC. So I'm definitely going to get a copy of that just to support Ethan because he was great while he was here in New York. And he's retired to go do photography. He's having a lot more fun with and making a lot more money with a lot less strain on his body. So I'm excited for him for that. Definitely going to cop this book first chance I get. I saw him post a video that they were packing it up to be shipped. So I think it's available right now. I'm going to confirm for sure right after this pod. And once I get a copy, I'll let y'all know. Maybe we'll put some up on the Instagram account.
Yeah, let me know for sure. Because I saw him and I, like, you know, being the lazy motherfucker I am about shit I see on the internet, like, I didn't really, like, do much research into who he was, but I knew he was there taking pictures. I didn't realize he was a former NYC FC right back.
Bing, 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 bong.
You know the vibes. Another MLS news. Kellen Acosta, midfielder, U.S. men's national team pool player as well. He's calling cap. He got traded, bro. Colorado Rapids said, you know what? This young experiment up here is over. We are shipping you off to LAFC, and we're going to get this bread in return, which is really interesting because they got Mark Anthony K from LAFC. I thought that was going to be a brilliant young black midfield and forwards group over there in Colorado that was really going to do some damage in this season, but they have relinquished one key piece, and Kellen Acosta sent them off to LAFC. Big bread on deck for him. Apparently $1.5 million in general allocation money. So for anybody that doesn't speak MLS the way we do, that's a lot of money in MLS. And you can make that $1.5 million stretch quite a bit in this league. So significant spend to get him in LA. Also, the reason Kellen is calling Cap is because apparently he wanted to go to Europe and Colorado was like, nah, fam, we keeping you in the league. Ken, what are your thoughts on this whole development that Hercules Gomez tweeted out from their Football America show? What are your thoughts on this?
I hate to be all sides matter dude here.
Oh my goodness.
Like, I hate to be that guy, but I mean, you know, like when you start talking about, like, you know, MLS and how the league works and just like how the monopoly money works, like once you get a certain age and like once you become worth so much to the club, like they're going to sell you to another team.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So like there's this weird dichotomy in MLS there's this weird thing in MLS if you're a young player, where you want to get out of MLS before you get much of a history in MLS. Mm-hmm. Because once you become a known commodity in MLS, especially a good one with like US men's national team caps or whatever,
yeah,
like you're strapped. Well, you're trapped, you know? And like, that's the thing, like, you know, 1.5 mil in general allocation money is a huge sum. I mean, is it how much he's actually worth? Like, a foreign club would have to pay like 10 mil or something for him.
Yeah, probably.
But
10 to 12.
Would the Rapids ever see like that money? No.
Nope. The league taking that.
Yeah. So, I mean, when it comes to like what the Rapids have to do in terms of being best for them, like he's going to another squad.
Yeah. That's unfortunate. And even he said so himself in a tweet in response to Charles Boehm on Twitter. He said, "This narrative is sad. Colorado pushed me out. They had an offer for me on the table from abroad and ongoing interests and opted to trade me." So yeah, man was like, stop capping. This is what happened.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks, but, you know, like, I hate to say dims the brakes, but I would like to track back to something I said last week when you made me put it on wax and look who's gonna make the playoffs this year.
Son, we keep it real.
Hey yo.
Hey yo.
Why do you remember that?
Because it was just last week, bro.
Like, it wasn't. It was 2 weeks ago.
Close enough. Close enough. I forget a lot of shit, but fucking Ken Stradamus, I remember them picks. So, oh, yeah. Man. Got LAFC in the playoffs this year. Told you.
Yeah, man. Adding Kellen Acosta in your midfield definitely helps, man. That man can ball, that is for sure. Interesting. So, we do a lot of picks over here. Well, you do a lot of picks over here. Were he to go to Europe, where would you think would be the best landing spot for him?
I feel like he probably would have gone, either somewhere in Italy or, Germany. I mean, that seems to be where most players are going now. Yeah. I'd put more respect on his name than, like where Ricardo Pepe went. Cause I think he went to like Bundesliga 2. So I would give him like Bundesliga 1, well, the Bundesliga. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's really hard to guess teams, like, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
But he was definitely on target to go somewhere nice.
Yeah, I could see him in Portugal. And I only say that because he kind of reminds me of Keaton Parks in a way.
Uh-huh.
And Keaton Parks, they're a different build of player, but a similar type of attacking midfielder.
Yeah.
And Keaton was in Portugal at Benfica. So I feel like Kellen could slot in over there somewhere and do very well and, you know, pick up a lot more technical skill in that league. But I know they have so many midfielders there. They don't really fish outside too much, but I feel like that would be a great landing spot for him.
Portugal. He looks like a black Sergio Busquets. I could see him in Spain.
Yeah, yeah, I can see
like
that.
He's just kind of tall and lanky in that way, you know. So, like, I could see him in Spain.
Yeah,
somewhere in Iberia.
Yep. The Mexican national team is the latest to be sponsored by a crypto firm. The national team has paired up with crypto exchange Bitso as a sponsor. And in addition to that, Bitso will be helping the team develop NFTs to sell off to the crypto inclined public. What are your thoughts on this, man? Crypto's making a lot of moves in the soccer space.
I mean, without getting too geopolitical, I mean, Latin America and South America are leaning really heavy into the crypto space because of their actual like currency problems. Yeah. But I mean, to tie that back to sport, it's creating a whole new wealth class of people that are just going to put that money into soccer.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, this isn't the first deal that they have. They have two clubs. They have Tigres. And then, it, like a week or two before they announced this deal, they announced one with Sao Paulo in Brazil. Okay. So, I mean, this is just all the same type stuff. Like, it's all asset class stuff. Like, yeah. I mean, you know, like 30 years ago, like Charles Schwab might have, like, you know, put some shit on a fucking jersey. Like, you know, now we got Bitso. Like, you know.
You got any crypto?
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. So I actually am really in love with this thing called Celsius. And Celsius is it's one of the few cryptocurrencies that operate as a bank and is backed by U.S. securities.
Okay, that's kind of counterintuitive, but okay, keep going.
Well, the coin itself is like an asset in the company, right? Okay. Because not to get too deep into it, but not all crypto coins are finance coins. Like some of them are just like owning stock notes.
Okay.
So the big thing about Celsius that I love about Celsius, which is why I have Celsius coins and I'm on the platform, is that you can pool your crypto together and they give you interest on your crypto.
Okay. Okay.
And then what you can do is you can buy what's called stable coins.
Yep.
And stable coins are just literally like coins that are pegged to the value of like some fiat currency, right?
Yeah.
So whenever the market starts going down, I don't take my money out of crypto. I just move it over to stable coins and then let it sit. So it's like letting it sit in a bank account, except, you know, that account's getting 8 to 10%.
Right, right. Right. Not bad, Mr. Kins. Listen, we are not a finance podcast. Crypto is play at your own risk. Keep that in mind.
Yeah, definitely. Don't come to us for financial advice. Like we really got it popping out here. But I mean, I feel like I have a pretty good understanding of the crypto market and how it's going. And like it's deep waters out there, but I mean, like, you know, it's only deep waters if you choose to swim out there. Like, you can learn the basics and get like a pretty decent strategy. And like, you know, you're not going to get rich, but you'll definitely make money.
Yeah. Yeah. It's possible to get rich, though. Not like, you know, you're not going to be a Bitcoin billionaire like they got these days. But
no,
you know, you can still, if you find the right investment and it develops over time, you can definitely make some serious, serious money, man. And for a lot of people, it would be life-changing money.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's already changed my life. And, like, you know, the thing is to watch out for what they call meme coins.
100%.
So, like, your Dogecoin, like, your stuff like that. Like, Kim Kardashian. Yeah, Kim Kardashian and Floyd Mayweather are getting sued over a meme coin right now.
Oh, Lord.
But that's what you want to watch out for.
Yeah, it's backed by nothing, no purpose, no cause.
Yep.
You know, definitely do your research, look into what what coin is what and for what reason.
Yeah, they call them they call them pump and dump scams.
Baby, take me out the dinner.
All right, let's leave the crypto alone, man. Oakland Roots SC appoints Lindsey Behrens as new president. This is very, very interesting. Experienced soccer executive joins the championship club and brings top flight league and club experience. She will begin her position on today, January 18th, 2022, succeeding interim president Stephen Aldrich, who will train his focus on his role as club chair. This is awesome to see a woman as a president of a USL club. Oakland Roots is clearly at the forefront of doing this shit the right way and giving different people a shot to prove themselves and grow and evolve, not just themselves as an organization, because it's definitely a business, they need to make money, but they also are very, very steeped in the Oakland community. And part of being a part of the larger community is making sure you are including the entire community in your business dealings. So this is super dope to see. Ken, what do you think about this?
I think on a couple levels, this is good. This is good all around, right? Because, I mean, you know, we all kind of understand like the size of like clubs or whatever when it comes to if you're in MLS, whether if you're in like USL, NWSL, and just seeing someone get opportunities in NWSL and then being able to like seamlessly transition over to USL in this way, to me shows that ecosystem is healthy in terms of being able to get like competent executives in the door and give new people a shot, you know?
Yeah.
So like, I'm really excited for her. I'm really excited for Oakland Roots because, I mean, I hate to say it, but I feel like Ken Stradamus, in the next 10 years, Oakland Roots are going to be in the MLS.
Woo! You said 10 years?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, if I got pressed, like, you know, if somebody was pressing me on the date, I'd probably go down to like 7, maybe 6 or 7. But like, yeah, I mean, the way they're building in a very sustainable way. And it becomes really hard to stop momentum if it's all sustainable in that way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, everything they do looks intentional and it's done in the right way. And, you know, it's only a matter of time before like that bubble absolutely burst in like South Carolina, South Carolina, Los Angeles and California.
Mm-hmm.
Like the big thing is going to be actually low key. U.S. soccer needs to use some of their fixing that they do for all types of shit and fix a Oakland Roots like San Jose or like Oakland Roots like LAFC or LA Galaxy U.S. Open game.
Yeah, that could be dope.
That'd be dope as fuck.
My thought, though, as you say that within the next 10 years, there will be an MLS. First thing that comes to mind is, but should they, though?
I think so. I think if they've built their foundation in a good, sustainable way, there's no reason why they shouldn't deserve the payoff of all that hard work. Because, I mean, eventually they're just going to be market capped by like how much money they can get in USL.
I see that. But I also feel like joining MLS really changes the dynamic of what they can do, because then the league becomes the ownership. And I'm not a fan of that, because like you said, they've put so much work into building this team in a sustainable way, really, really embedded roots in the ground, pun intended, in Oakland. And MLS would undermine all of that because it's about the league, not any individual team. Now, don't get me wrong. There are clearly some teams in MLS that have, you know, found that balance between maintaining their uniqueness within their market, but also, you know, handling their responsibilities to the league. But I feel like Oakland is so far an outlier that joining MLS would be a big, big detraction from what they're already doing. Kind of in the way that it was for Cincinnati FC, right? They were crushing it in the league. Kings, without question, joined MLS, and then everything just changed. And now, I mean, I'm sure people that have been following the team are still interested, but they're not a good team. The energy that they had around the stadium and that team is nowhere near the same as it was before they joined MLS. And I don't know when or if they can even recover.
So I agree with you on all of that, actually. It's just two things. I'm fundamentally down on humanity in some cases. Mm-hmm. So I feel like at some point, especially when business interests are involved, like there's enough money to make anybody kind of sell out, like not calling them sellouts in no type of way. Yeah, right. Yeah. But I mean, at some point, like, you know, at some point you take the bag, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's an issue. And then also I think the problem that Cincinnati taught like teams is that you have to have a market that is able to grow with your step into MLS. And I don't think Cincinnati had that, right? Like, if you just look at that Southern Ohio market, like, that was a perfect USL market, right? Like, I'm not sure that's a good MLS market, right? I feel like the Bay Area is, like, screaming for a, like, MLS team. Yeah. And no cap. Like, I'd much rather see Oakland Roots get that money than them, like, throw some expansion team across the bay in San Francisco and call it, like, the Golden State Warriors, wink, wink, and fucking, you know, and then they're just out the money. So, I mean, like, you know, it's just one of those business things that, like, you know, I feel like if they have the opportunity, they should take the money before somebody else does.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see what happens. Lindsay Burns has, you know, some good experience. I thought it was super interesting, too, that she's the founder of a digital media company covering arts, culture, theater, and performance in New York City, and worked as a mergers and acquisitions attorney with the law firm Cleary Gottlieb Steen and Hamilton LLP. So she has got some serious chops that the Oakland Roots can use to, one, increase the visibility and engagement of their social media, which is already phenomenal. But with somebody having a whole company and understanding digital media in that way, you know, I can expect a level up there in that department. And then two, mergers and acquisitions. This is exactly what we were just talking about. So if she can take them to the point where they're ready to buy into MLS, big, big power plays, bro. So good luck to Lindsay Behrens and Oakland Roots. I love that team. I love what they're doing. Wishing them all the best for sure. Our final short corner for this week, Jim Jones, Jadakiss versus. Yes, you heard me correctly. Jim Jones of Dipset wants the smoke with Jadakiss directly. Hip Hop DX article says, "I don't like how he did that." And that's quoting Jim Jones. He wants to run it back. He says, Jadakiss put on an MVP for performance and was crowned the king of verses. And Jim Jones says, listen, run it back, bro. Ken, is this even smart to be chatting shit to anybody that could hear it in public.
I mean, not to Jadakiss. And I mean, that's no disrespect to Jim. But I mean, I just don't. I don't think Jim has. I don't think Jim has. Actually, I don't know. It just doesn't sound good. Like, like, because I mean, on the face of it, the Lox and Dipset should be a great battle. And the reason Jim wants to run it back is so he can get the rest of the Dipset niggas off the stage. And
let me put on a show for Harlem.
Yeah. And he can bring the energy. And he has the ability to do that. But like, I just don't know if running it back the second time, because the Lox didn't even, like, the Lox have 20 more that they didn't play.
Yeah.
And I'm just not sure, like, resequencing Dipset shit, like, is going to actually give them a chance to win. Like, it might be close and it might be good, but I don't know if it's enough.
It's definitely not enough. I think this is just great promotion from Jim Jones. He just dropped the album with Gangsta Grillz. I think it's called We Set the Trends. I was listening to it over the weekend. It's not horrible. It's not great. I do like that he went back and he, I want to say maybe 20-30% of the album is like some kind of classic New York shit. The rest of it is this, you know, 5e foreign type shit, which is, you know, whatever. But overall, it's a solid album. But yeah, this is not the smoke you want, man. I know you think you want that smoke with Jada, but listen, that man is called the king of verses for a reason. Just don't do it. It's funny in theory. It's good promotion for your album, but nah, fam.
Nah, you don't want it.
Because he's thinking that, like you said, that he can get up there and like out energy Jada. And that's the thing that you're missing is like you can get up there, even if he put on the best Jim Jones performance he's ever put on in his life and the energy is incredible, it still won't touch the energy transfer that Jadakiss has. That man rapping the energy off his body is in the crowd and you just can't do nothing about that, bro. You can't do nothing about that. So just leave it be, Jim Jones. I know what you're trying to say. I know what you're trying to do, but no.
Yeah, you just missed the window, bro. You just missed it.
Saucer Toss is back this week. We got three on deck, all shirts.
Hold on.
The secret is you got to coordinate. Most people don't coordinate. See, you got to coordinate.
Yes, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Enter Miami definitely going to coordinate for 2022. It is leaked that they're going full Pank.
Pank.
Finally, man. They got a training top on Footy Headlines. They have a hoodie, and both of them are like pankety pink, all pink, soft, very nice actually, with of course the Enter Miami logo. Chest sponsor is Auto Nation on the training top, three stripes down the shoulders. Not bad at all. This has been long overdue. I hope the shirt follows suit. Ken, are you gonna give this a sauce or a toss?
I'm definitely gonna give this a sauce. And I can't wait for 2 years to pass so I can find this in Ross and cop it. So I don't know the exact name of the, like style kit that they're using, for the pullover, for the training top. But I have one of these with the LAFC YouTube TV logo combo on there, and it's like gray and white. So, I mean, they're really good at delivering these. And I mean, a pink one's heat. Like, this is like, you know, this is what you expect Miami to be. Like, it could be a little saucier, but I mean, like, you know, I much rather you not miss than hit it out the park. And, you know, they didn't miss. So, like, yeah, this is a sauce for me.
Yeah, it's a sauce for me, too. I, along with many others, have been waiting so impatiently for Enter Miami to embrace the pink. And finally, they have done it. Took way too long, but better late than never. I think the people of Miami are going to go crazy for this one. I like it a lot. Kind of wish it was my team so I could cop one, because that paint goes hard as hell. But yeah, finally they've done it. Hope it sells well. Miami fans, make sure y'all go cop that. Keep them wearing pink for years and years to come. Next up, we got Manchester United 22-23 home shirt. Adidas back on the board. Ken, sauce or toss?
Oh man, can I just gowns this?
Yeah. That's what we gonna do.
Great gowns, beautiful gowns.
I mean, it's not like I don't. I mean, it has the ability to be all right. I would actually like it a lot more if it wasn't for the collar. I don't really know what they're doing with the collar. Like, I don't know how that design fits in from anywhere else. Like, oh, okay. It says it's supposed to be like a design from like the 90s or something. Like, I don't know, man. Like, no. I'll give it a gowns because, like, it's I. Like, it's I. Like, I'm not gonna. I mean, you know what it really makes me think of when I see that? It makes me think they wish they were AC Milan.
Wow.
Because, like, I'll always associate, the heyday of AC Milan, like the heyday, but I mean, like, of our age group, right, was like the 90s, early 2000s, and like they were draped in Adidas, you know what I mean? So I'm just always going to associate a red, black, and white Adidas kit
with AC.
Yeah, especially if it's primarily red and black and then has white trim.
Yeah.
Like, that's AC Milan to the T, you know? So,
yeah.
You know, I'll give it a gowns because it ain't popping. But, I mean, they could have done something more with the collar for me. I'm kind of tired of people doing the, like, inspiration joint and then just throwing it somewhere on the jersey and being like, inspiration. Like, nah, this don't look like the jersey at all. So,
yeah, I am going to sauce this.
Whew.
Yeah.
Some mild sauce. Oh, my bad.
You said mild sauce. I'm going to sauce it, man. Listen, it's not for me, so I don't care that much. I like a shirt with a collar, so that alone gives it a little more, you know, whatever for me. The 94-inspired triangular pattern, I can see how it's not likable, but I don't dislike it. The pinstripes are, I mean, okay in this mock-up. Again, this is only a preview of the shirt. We're not even supposed to be seeing this yet. But I think it will look a little bit nicer as the authentic shirt, because this one is the Arrow Ready, which would be the replica, with the authentic, which should be Heat Ready for Manchester United. It should look slightly different and have some additional small details that will make it a lot better. So I'm banking on that. And I'm going to sauce it for those reasons. It's a nice shirt. It's clean enough. Manchester United fans should like this. It should do all right. But it's not like, oh my God, that's crazy fire. But it's much closer to sauce than it is to toss. So I'm going to sauce it. So you're right, Ken. It's mild sauce.
Yeah.
The third one we have is QPR, Queens Park Rangers, 140th anniversary kit. This is very, very interesting. Number one, congrats to QPR on having 140 years in the game. It's a long damn time, man. They have a special badge mock-up with just a 140th anniversary ribbon at the bottom. Looks very, very nice. This shirt is a 50-50 split, navy blue on one side, sky blue on the other side. This kit is produced by Area. And yeah, Ken, what are your thoughts on this one? Sauce or toss?
That shit is a two-pack of ass.
I mean...
Oh, my God.
I don't do the two-tone, like, specially cut down the middle.
What? Ghostface Killer is in his living room, rolling a blunt, looking at you with the real side out. Like, blue and cream, fam?
Well, I mean, it ain't, like, this ain't blue and cream, first. And second, if they was going to do it, they could have done it better than like one of those half and half looking scarves or whatever. Yeah, yeah. 'Cause this is what it reminds me of. Reminds me like you got to have one team on one side, one team on the other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I don't want to shit on like somebody's 140th anniversary offering, but like, you know, like, y'all niggas been around 140 years and this is what y'all doing? Like, all right. Just let me stop.
Oh, man.
Toss for me.
50-50 split is an homage to their first shirt ever. So that makes sense. You know, I would imagine that back then they weren't, you know, going too crazy with the graphics. So they just did a nice 50-50 split. There's your bars and boom, you're off and running. Has a Mandarin collar, two buttons. Like I said, the 140th anniversary badge. It has a watermarked or sublimated print map of the area of Queens Park. So, I mean, that's pretty cool, I guess.
I stayed in that area when I was in London one time.
Word?
Yeah.
Hey, that's dope. So, yeah, man, I mean, nice shirt, nice details, you know, obviously huge milestone to celebrate. I think I am going to, I'm going to sauce it, man. Fuck it. It's the 140th anniversary, man. This is what they wanted to do. I'm celebrating it. It's not a great shirt, but it's not a bad shirt. So I'm going to sauce it. This is also mild sauce. And those are the three for this week, man. So not too bad. Some interesting stuff. I think I'm most excited for the Inter Miami going full pink. I'm here for that. But yeah, man, let's get into these at the half picks. What have you been bumping in your ears this past 2 weeks?
I took it back. So I don't know. I don't know how many of y'all fuck with Ty Dolla $ign, but his first album was released in 2015. His first studio album, it's called Free TC. Doesn't really have any large records you would know, but it's one of those albums where you go through and listen to it. And you're like, all right, like, I see why, like, this is important. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, a lot of people don't know, like, I guess, Ty Dolla $ign's history.
Right.
You know, like, just in terms of, like, him... like writing for other people and like actually
musical family.
Yeah. Actually coming from a musical family and like, you know, actually knowing how to play instruments, like
all of them.
Yeah. So he, yeah, he had a pretty good introduction to the game before he got here. So, yeah, if you want an intro to what really makes Ty Dolla $ign tick, Free TC is the album. I mean, it has range on it. I mean, he already has, like, I mean, this goes from rappers like Kendrick Lamar and E-40 to Trey Songz to Babyface, right?
Jagged Edge.
Yeah. Like, you know, and these aren't like songs that are supposed to be like designed to be poppy in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like these, he is a musical artist in that way. So, yeah. Free TC, Ty Dolla $ign. Check out the Beach House mixtapes, because them shits, like,
there's three of them, right?
Yeah, there are three of them, but Beach House, actually there might be four, but Beach House, the original Beach House is like peak toxic, bro. peak toxic. And then, so there's three. And then Beach House 1 and 2 are, you talk about some good toxic. All right.
My pick this week is from an artist that I discovered in this last week. Her name is Terrace Martin. And I was going to pick the album, but I was listening to the album and I'm like, a lot of this is very, very good, but this one is that fire. And this song is called Griots of the Crenshaw District. It's featuring Robert Glasper, Kamasi Washington, and Hit-Boy. And holy shit, this song is riding, man. Obviously with Robert Glasper and Kamasi Washington, it's heavily jazz influenced. The horns on this are absolutely beautiful, muted horns playing. And then Hit-Boy is on that joint with the drums and sequencing. Absolute fire, bro. So if you got yourself a quality set of speakers or some good headphones, you need to play this up loud, because when them drums come in and then that bass starts dropping, whoo, elite vibe. So definitely check this song out. It is absolutely one of my favorites, and this will be getting a bunch of burn in the coming days and weeks. Again, that's Terrace Martin, T-E-R-R-A-C-E, and the song is called Griots of the Crenshaw District. Get into it, y'all. Foul Play is back this week, and this one is a doozy, man. I'm really excited to hear Ken's thoughts on this. Because this shit is just pure celebrity comedy. Kanye West has threatened to beat Pete Davidson's ass over Kim Kardashian. This was pulled from a song from The Game, a single he's releasing or released called Easy. And yeah, I think it came out Friday night. And yeah, Kanye said he's going to put hands on Pete Davidson. Ken, this is peak toxicity. What are your thoughts on this? You got any cards for these people?
Oh, yeah. I got a card for Game just for being a general, like, sleaze. Like, every time there's some mess, like, every time there's just some toxic shit popping up, Game's there. So Game gets a yellow just for being toxic. Kanye gets his first yellow for hanging out with Game to do this shit. I know they got history or whatever, but come on, man. Like, this just isn't a good look. And then I have to give Kanye another card because you can't fight your girl's new man.
Listen, that nigga watched the Insecure finale and he's like... He was like, y'all said y'all love that shit.
Oh, my God. Yeah, this Lawrence head ass nigga is out here fucking trying to fight. trying to fight his girl's new man. And fucking the thing. All right, all right. We supposed to be keeping it tight. But yeah, like Insecure finale, like that shit was ass too. Like, you know, like it never ends up that way. Like it just never ends up that way. And I mean, at some point we gonna have to have a conversation about, you know, how you actually, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that on we is not doing that on Wax. But yeah, you can't fight your girl's new man. You can't fight your girl's new man after you've been seen out with a girl like 20, 25 years younger than both of y'all, like
yikes,
half your age. Like, this is just all bad. Like, I mean, you can tell why this is disintegrating. I mean, just by Kanye's moves. So, I mean, it's just over, fam. Yeah. Like, he just needs to move on. Like, it's clear, like, it's clear to me that I don't think Kanye's ever going to have a healthy relationship that he grows old in. The way that, like, Kim Kardashian kind of wants to evolve out of that point of her life of, like, the entertainment side.
Yeah.
Like, to a degree. So, like, it's just not going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, like, just move on, bro. Like, you know, don't fight your girl's ex-man. Like, okay, that's just...
I'm not going to card the game because Game ain't telling him to say that shit.
That's fair.
So, no cards for Game. Straight red for Kanye because... I'm not sure why I'm giving him a red, but mainly because I see what he was trying to do. The line is bougie and unruly. Y'all need to do some chores. Rich ass kids, this ain't your mama's house. Climb on your brother's shoulders, get that top ramen out. God save me from that crash just so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass. Who? Am I new bitch bad? I know Illuminati mad. Bruh, nah, man.
Out of here.
Yeah. Boo! I mean, Kanye has always been, you know, a hard on your sleeve kind of guy, but yeah, this is just something. There are so many flyer ways to address this, especially at his level, and by level I mean like his longevity, the money he's made in music and in fashion. You can address this without saying anything even remotely threatening to Pete Davidson. He could have said some real fly shit, but he didn't. So it's a straight rep for that, for just being like unfly with the shit.
Yeah.
If you're going to say it. Cause I think you should put your real life experiences in your music, but as a rapper, you got to make that shit fly. And this ain't no type of fly, man. Just like, yikes, bro. What are you talking about? Straight red, get him up out of here. Pete Davidson, don't get caught slipping, bro, because this nigga is questionable. He might actually swing on your ass one day if y'all end up in the same place. So protect your neck, Pete Davidson.
Yeah, Kanye is that nigga that your girl used to date that she was like, oh, I'm only going to peak like a certain amount with him. And then she gets with you and he tight. And he don't understand like why she like you more than she likes him.
Right.
And like, I'm just tired of those niggas, man. Like, I'm getting old. Like, fucking. Like, I'm just tired of them niggas.
Hey, you think Pete Davidson wears Yeezys?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. And Pete Davidson's the type of clown that'll get out here and be like, yeah, man, I got nothing but love for Kanye. And then, like, fucking say some bullshit. Say some bullshit about how College Dropout or something changed his life or some bullshit.
Oh, my God. Please, no.
It is like, this is just all mess, man. Like, you know, this is just all mess.
See, matter of fact, that's case in point, right? Remember when Drake addressed the shit? And he said some slick shit. He was like, I'm going to keep 100. Don't wear no 350s around me.
Yeah.
That's hard. Yeah. That's hard. That's how you say it. Like, I ain't even talking about him necessarily. I'm just saying, don't wear no motherfucking 350s around here, bro.
Yeah,
that
when,
shit is slick.
Yeah, when Drake was on Nike and Kanye was on Adidas, his fucking checks over stripes. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, you could talk slick.
Right, and he didn't do that at all. Like, he's outright set this man's name in a track with the game. Mm-hmm. Just, ugh, all types emotional. Of gross, straight red. Look at him, emotional. But yeah, man, get him up out the paint. Let's jump into this run of play this week. Listen, man, I need some air horns or something because we got to announce the winners of the Choppies. Yes, sir. The polls completed. The votes are in. And we are ready to announce the winners of the 2021 Choppy Awards. As a reminder to those who may have missed it, the categories were Woman of the Year, Man of the Year, Moment of the Year, and Team of the Year. So we have our poll results here. We also have the percentages. Let's start with Woman of the Year. Ken, who took that?
Mitch Purse. Big round Mitch of Purse. Applause to Mitch Purse. She received over half the vote. Well, she received half the votes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Trinity Rodman for coming in second. But yeah, Mitch Purse ran away with this.
Yeah, man. Which is fair, man. I like Midge. I like Trinity. Two black women at the top. I'm here for all of that. So Midge took it this time. I think Trinity can come back next year and have another strong showing. So congrats to Midge Purse. We're going to get a nice graphic done up. We're going to tag you in a tweet. We're not looking for no free promo. We're just going to promote this because you won. And
we might send her one of those FIFA player card things. We might have to make one of those up for the Choppies and like mail it to Gotham FC or something.
Do something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But yeah, congrats to Mitch Purse, 2021 Choppies Woman of the Year. Next up, we have Man of the Year. And this one had quite the interesting result. It ended in a tie, 36% of the vote each. And the winners are Raheem Sterling and Robert Lewandowski.
A round of applause.
So, you know, attackers usually get the glory, and that's exactly what we have here. Raheem Sterling, winger, Robert Lewandowski, forward, center forward. Yeah, two very exciting players, two goal-scoring machines. Robert Lewandowski, clearly more prolific and proficient of the two. But they split the spoils this time around. I'm happy for them. Happy for Raheem Sterling because, I mean, obviously, we bet on black over here. But Robert Lewandowski has just been phenomenal. Really, the last 3 to 5 years, he's just been outrageous. So definitely deserving of this award. So congrats to those two, 36% each. Shared winners of Man of the Year for the 2021 Choppies. Third up on the list, we have the Moment of the Year. And this was by far the most runaway victory of all of the polls. And the winner is Ken.
Kaya McCullough and NWSL.
Ear horns. Yes, sir. Kaya McCullough won for her contribution to the complete overhaul and deep investigation into the inner workings and abuse accusations of all different kinds within the NWSL. Without her deciding to retire from soccer and leave the NWSL behind because of the abuse that she experienced herself and her comments about it to the public, that set off a domino effect that has evolved into what we have today, which is almost a clearinghouse within the NWSL. And without her, you know, making that decision for herself and her own mental health and well-being, we would certainly not be where we are today. So I'm very happy for her and happy that people acknowledged her for her role in it, because, you know, a lot of people have kind of erased her from this conversation. And it is quite clear to us, particularly in the Black soccer space, that without her, this would not be possible. So big shout out to Kaya McCullough. Shout out to her podcast over there on 2 Cents FC and that whole group. Big up to everything that they're doing. Keep going, Kaya. We appreciate you. Love and respect. Congratulations on 2021 Choppies Moment of the Year. And fourth up, Team of the Year, we have quite the interesting one here. This one resulted in a three-way tie. Yes, that is a correct three-way tie between Angel City FC, Oakland Roots, and Osnabrück from Germany. All for three very different reasons. Angel City FC was Ken's pick. Oakland Roots and Osnabrück. Oh, I can't even talk. Osnabrück were my picks. Oakland Roots were my secondary pick, my honorable mention. Osnabrück was my primary pick. So I'm glad to see that across the board, they all win. So shout out to those three teams. We will tag you as well. Thank you for your contributions to the beautiful game of soccer, wherever you are in the world. Team of the Year, 2021 Choppies, Angel City FC, Oakland Roots, and Osnabrück. It is now head at home time. Ken, what words of wisdom or funny anecdotes do you have for us this week in episode 64?
I'm just going to let my boy talk to him for a little bit.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Boy, cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Yo, it's been a busy couple weeks for us, personally, and like, you know, trying to retool some of this chop shit to stay ahead of y'all.
Facts.
But you know, we out here and just in time. So, stay blessed, everyone. We will be back real soon, and remember,
the business is entertainment, and what entertains the customers is the sight of blood.
Facts. My head at home this week is, man, you can really, really build some powerful community with the internet. And I bring this up because one of the social media tools that I genuinely love and advocate for, but it just hasn't really gained traction yet. I've been on this app for probably 3 or 4 years now. It's a Black-owned social media platform called Combos. It's owned by Chameleonaire and his digital media arm or wing or whatever it's called. It's called X Empire. So Combos is an app where you can chat live with people up to 4 at a time, and you have conversations about whatever it is you want to talk about, thus the name Combos. And one of our friends that we loved so much, her name is Renita Smith, but she went by Drinks by Explosive on the app, or Drinks BE. She made teas with fresh fruit and veggies and all that stuff. Great friend of ours on the app, and she passed away over the weekend. So it was super unfortunate to get a notification from the app, and the headline was outright that Drinks B has passed away. And I clicked on it like, bro, no way. And sure enough, as soon as I logged in, whole room is in tears. Everybody's, you know, grieving in real time. And it just reminded me of the power of social media when you use it as a tool for, you know, learning, growing, and connecting with people in a positive way, instead of the toxic shit that most people use it for on our, you know, primary ways of communicating out there. We won't name those apps. But all of that to say that, you know, it just reminded me that I love that community because we connect so well. And it's because we can see each other. We see each other's expressions. And, you know, whatever you say, you got to stand on to somebody's face instead of, you know, the anonymity of, you know, whatever other social media app where you can just put up, you know, whatever image you want and your face is never seen if you don't ever want it seen. It's not that on the Combos app. So build better community. Check out the Combos app. Support a Black-owned social media app. If you are a seeker and you're interested in some more interesting conversations, some more pointed conversations, Combos is a great place for that. Yeah, there's that. That's what I got for this week. You already know what to do, people. Do all the things that help us grow. Like, comment, share, subscribe, download these episodes because we need it and we appreciate it. If you want to get in the conversation with us, we are on Twitter at Chop Soccer Pod, on Instagram at Chop Soccer Pod. And if you have comments or suggestions for the show, you can send those via email to chopsoccerpod@gmail.com. As always, if you want to support us in this endeavor that we are on to bring this street shit to the soccer world, you can support us by sending money to paypal.me/chopsoccerpod. As always, we love you. We appreciate you. You know the vibes. Chop shit.
Chop shit. Good night, Burkina Faso.